This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the New York City food fight over posting calories. Are you really going to pass on the pretzels when you know what they do to your diet? First, we've invited NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster back on the show today to explain what's happening with one of the most sensitive foreign policy problems for the U.S., and that is Iran. Mike, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Tomorrow in Geneva, something is happening that I think is unprecedented for the Bush administration, an actual high-level meeting with Iranians. What is this?
It is unprecedented in that a high-level U.S. diplomat, William Burns, the number three diplomat at the State Department, will join European talks with the Iranians in Geneva. What's not unprecedented about this is that these talks have been going on for 4 years. The Europeans have been trying to negotiate away the Iranian nuclear threat in their mind for 4 years. The United States has been backing these talks for the last 2 years, but has not sent a significant diplomat to participate in them. And it's been the Bush administration's policy up till this week to let the Europeans do it. Now this week, the Bush administration says that William Burns can participate, but only this one time, and these are not negotiations.
It's not just that they didn't send Mr. Burns. It's they said, we will not talk to any Iranian until the Iranians absolutely stop enriching uranium and swear that they'll never do it again because that will lead to a bomb.
Exactly. That's what Secretary of State Rice has been saying all along. She's said she is willing to meet with her counterpart, the foreign minister of Iran, any place, anytime, as long as Iran first suspends its uranium enrichment. What has been strange about this is that the goal, that one of the primary goals of any negotiation with Iran would be to get them to stop enriching uranium. So in effect, the Bush administration has put the end before the beginning in order to avoid talking with Iran. Now it seems at least they've come to the conclusion that a U.S. diplomat ought to be in the room when this is discussed.
Do you know why this is happening? And I must say it's happening in the context of a campaign year when Senator Obama, the Democrat, has made quite a point of saying, I would talk to Iran, and he's been criticized heavily for it.
All the signs point to Secretary of State Rice as the driver on this. That she has looked at the North Korea talks that have taken place over the last couple of years, where initially the United States said it would participate multilaterally, but it wouldn't talk to North Korea, no bilateral talks with North Korea. Ultimately, in fact, those bilateral talks did take place. And in fact, there has been real diplomatic progress in persuading North Korea to shut down some of its nuclear facilities. And it looks like Secretary of State Rice has looked at this pattern and said, maybe we can apply it to Iran. There are a lot of differences. It might not be as simple, and it wasn't simple within the North Korea case.
One other blip here on the diplomatic circuit. There's word that Washington might open an interest section, not an embassy, but an interest section in Tehran.
In fact, it looks like the Bush administration has discussed this seriously. There already is an interest section in the Swiss embassy. The Swiss embassy in Tehran represents U.S. interests, but not much goes on there. The Iranians have a much more active interest section in the Pakistan embassy in Washington. And this apparently also, at the initiative of Secretary of State Rice, has been floated through the administration for the last few months. And in the last couple of weeks, they seem closer and closer to making an actual decision about this. But it doesn't look like they have, or if they have, they're not sure about how to implement it.
I've asked you several times in conversations we've had on the show in recent months about, imagine a doomsday clock ticking down to war with Iran.
Yeah.
And each time you've said, it's less likely. There's a alarming piece in the op-ed page of the New York Times today from Israeli historian Benny Morris predicting a conventional war with Iran in the next few months and saying it could easily lead to nuclear war before the end of the Bush administration.
One of the most hysterical things that I've read about Iran ever, certainly in the last year, to my mind, it seems less and less likely that there'll be any kind of military attack against Iran, as we see here and there, incrementally, a case building for diplomatic engagement between the United States and Iran. And it seems that those who urge military action within the Bush administration seem to be accepting the fact that in this election year, the results of an attack would be so unpredictable vis-a-vis the presidential election that it's almost entirely out of question.
NPR diplomatic correspondent Mike Schuster. Mike, thank you again.
You're welcome.